Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's another insanely full news day, ladies and gentlemen. On this Thursday, the 15th day of May, 2014, I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. Where to start? Where to begin? The establishment is going into total overdrive in divide and conquer right now. Why, New York Times, Jill fired after asking for equal pay, she claims. New York Times publisher said to always have clashed with the woman, Abramson. Polarizing and mercurial. I mean, as if the New York Times, the ultra-socialist, anti-American, globalist operation, is getting rid of a woman because she asked for more money that was a senior person. When the magazine is, the newspaper is failing on its face. In debt, hundreds of millions of dollars. Didn't Carlos Slim, the shady billionaire, Lebanese Mexican, I mean, didn't he buy it? The guy that makes the money off the Obama phones? You've got to love this culture where you've got the head of the New York Times fired, and then they complain about it, saying that it's being done because she's a woman. I mean, this is the total and complete culture that we've entered into. And then, oh, LeBron James is going to lead a boycott of the Clippers if the team isn't sold. All of this is distractions. It's teaching us the whole world is based on fighting with each other over what one individual says or doesn't say, not over the MERS virus now in the U.S., not over world government being established, not over trillions of dollars a month being transferred to private central banks from taxpayers worldwide, not on the war against taxpayers and individuals. And then there's a video out we're going to be getting to where it shows kids react to gay marriage videos where they're teaching little kids about, you know, how to be gay, basically. This is what you learn in school now, is how to be politically freaked out and politically only identifying with a group, not being an individual. It's just mind-blowing, mind-boggling to see these type of things going on. And then we've got this article, USDA to purchase submachine guns. Some question where semi-automatic weapons will be heading. The USDA, ladies and gentlemen, and the Food and Drug Administration, I have talked to the supplement companies where in the past you would get bureaucrats that would visit you. They now show up with Navy officers, I'm not joking, leading groups of men with sidearms and SWAT team outfits to intimidate everyone when they just show up at vitamin C factories. Because everybody wants to wear a snappy uniform, everybody wants to have guns and shove the slaves around. It's all about intimidation. It's all about seizing control of the economy. But meanwhile, if you're Tyson Chicken, you can, you know, move to China and ship in whatever tainted garbage you want. It is just total criminal lawlessness that's going on. So that's coming up as well. Also, Harvard Kennedy School will make white privilege training mandatory for orientation. Exactly what I was talking about, just obsessing over that as the fount of problems, what race you are, what group you are, rather than the globalist group above us robbing the living daylights out of everyone. That's coming up as well. We'll have David Knight and others at the military base, the secret military base.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us here today. You know, our youth are being brainwashed, not just here, but worldwide, by UNESCO, UN-established curriculum. And public schools in the United States are giving inoculations without parental consent. They're taking kids in many states to get abortions without parental consent. The state is taking over our children. And I have several articles here illustrating this today. One of them is from InfoWars.com. Texas high school suspends student for NSA protest, refusal to say the Pledge of Allegiance, in protest of the fact that the country's been overthrown by tyranny, basically. Now, that dovetails with this article dealing with the fact that Janesville superintendent issues apology for kids react to gay marriage video. And they are showing children in school, young children, gay marriage. Now, again, here's the issue, folks. There is an open agenda that's not denied in movies, in sitcoms, in dramas, in print, targeting small children, Nickelodeon Channel, you name it, to sexualize them, to have young girls dress up like street-walking prostitutes. And when you push heterosexual sex on children, that's called pedophilia. When you push so-called gay sex on children, it's called trendy and liberal. And remember Jocelyn Elders, when she was the Surgeon General under Clinton, saying that we need to teach them how to masturbate. Help them. Reach down. Do it. I mean, that's how she talked. We can find that clip. And it just shows what these people are thinking about. I mean, in this culture, in this day and age, it's weird to talk to somebody's kid in a grocery store. I think it's normal to say hi to a kid that's staring at you or talking to you or doing something funny, but still a lot of people think it's weird, and rightfully so, because there's a lot of weirdos out there. Or if your neighbor's taking too big an interest in your children. Well, this is the state and the government taking a big interest, and we know what they're doing. And I, you know, going back again to the mid-90s, I can't even say on radio what they were teaching sixth graders in Massachusetts. Remember, they were taking them, quote, to a college dormitory, having them get in beds in a group setting in a large dormitory, and were teaching them how to do things I didn't even know about till I was in college. Know about. And that famously got a lot of attention. And we had radio stations say on air, please don't read the WorldNet Daily at the time articles quoting what on video they were teaching the kids. It's caught on video. Now, if you think adults taking your children into these facilities to be taught this is okay, you're nuts. And it's illegal. But this is being done to even elementary school students. And they say, well, it's for tolerance. Be tolerant. It's not tolerant to turn your children over to the state to be indoctrinated however they want to. It's not tolerant to be forcibly medicated with fluoride in the water, on record lowering IQs, Harvard study. Look it up. And I'm going to play part of this video. I mean, it's 15 minutes long. We're not going to play the whole thing, but this is what is being shown to children. These children are as young as age 7. I have a daughter that's 6. And if an adult parent did this, they showed this to their children, it would be called pedophilia. But when the state does it, it's A-okay. So let's play with the audio. Again, this is the Janesville School District, but this is a series that's shown on television and the internet. The fact is, this was shown to kids in school, so it's an issue. Hey, this is on television on the children channels. This is marketed to children. A man and a woman kissing. Two women kissing, two men kissing. It's none of the school's business, ladies and gentlemen. And they've turned the health classes into pushing all of this. The Janesville School District superintendent issued a public apology for the showing of a video that she described as pro-gay marriage and in violation of district policies requiring the presentation of all sides of controversial or political topics. So they said, we're going to show all sides. Here's what the Southern Poverty Law Center says about Alex Jones and Ron Paul. They're basically evil terrorist racists. That's all sides. We're going to lie about, and then here, you know, here's for your 6-year-old daughter, 7-year-old daughters. In April, Craig High School's Gay Straight Alliance showed kids react to gay marriage. You look at the kids in the video, they look like they're 7. A 16-minute video of children reacting to marriage proposals between same-sex couples and sharing their thoughts on issues like gay marriage bans or whether they should stay friends with someone who told them they were gay. I mean, this is about making the whole world. It's like someone that comes against your backyard and bangs cymbals together like the Energizer Bunny and says, look at me, obsess, accept my culture. except when I push. I mean, it is outrageous, and it's a total cultural overwrite, ladies and gentlemen. While Homeland Security trains to take on gun owners, veterans, libertarians, conservatives, as the IRS persecutes them, Judicial Watch has gotten the smoking gun. It's on Infowars.com, proving the persecution and the lying in Congress. We're going to get to that. I mean, the whole world does not revolve around 3% of the population that's, quote, gay, and, you know, a larger percentage of the female population that's bisexual. I mean, I'll tell you, quote, gayness between men is not very widespread, the statistics, and from my own experience living in Austin, which is a very, you know, pro, quote, gay city, it's not anywhere as common as women with women. That is almost ubiquitous across the country. I mean, that is definitely, I'd say half the women are bisexual. And I'll just tell you point blank. And it's growing. Whatever. Listen, the issue here is that they are pushing this on children, and chemicals are added to the food and water that in every mammal study cause species-wide sexual confusion. Has there always been same-sex stuff going on? Yes. Roman times, you name it. Is it massively increasing from cultural promotion and chemical inducement? 100%. Physiologically, men are more feminine, and women are hyper-feminine and almost male and are now attracted to women. We have been chemically induced overall into this state of affairs. And it's like the Omega Man, the Charlton Heston movie that's a remake of The Last Man on Earth, which got remade again into I Am Legend. And he finds the cure for the vampires that have been exposed to the virus, where they've got to have blood. They're basically undead. And they don't want it, and they kill him. And I'm not judging you. I don't dislike you. I'm not obsessed with what you do. I'm a libertarian. But I'm allowed to say I don't want my children being taught and having gay marriage pushed on them. It's an agenda. And it's an unhealthy agenda. It goes along with the anti-gun agenda, the anti-family agenda, the anti, you know, the state runs your kids agenda. This is going on. I'm under attack. Heterosexuals are under attack, and we've quoted the documents from the 60s and in Endgame 2.0 and shown the documents. It's on record. They said, we're going to promote this and add chemicals to the water and food to reduce fertility and promote homosexuality to reduce population. And they've done it. The CIA funded the sexual revolution. And as fun as that's been for a lot of people to have a bunch of sexual partners, it's bad for families and bad for children and has broken down civilization. So first they said, we're going to get the women all working, so the state's the dad. We're going to break up the family. We're going to have basically the state raise the kids. Then we're going to promote homosexuality so they don't have kids. That's a fact, folks. That's a fact. It's an agenda. And the people that have been brought up in it, chemically and culturally, that's all they've got, and it's their culture. And they're going to push it, and they're going to try to make you accept their agenda. And you know what? They're dominating. We have been usurped by a homosexual agenda. And driving behind that is the UN and NAMBLA, who's accepted as an NGO at the UN for worldwide acceptance of adult child sex that is absolutely destructive and pure, pure evil. And that's the agenda, and that's now being promoted by the UN, and you now see that being pushed across the board. The sexualization of children, all of it. The memos have come out from Viacom that they're targeting 9-year-old girls and boys for sexualization. They don't want you to have your innocence. They want to wreck people. It's one thing if you're an adult and a consenting adult and you're not hurting anybody. That's your issue. But it's time to stop denying what's going on. This is the end of humanity, the end of our biological cycle. They're just preparing us to accept the merger with the machines, in their own words, and the end of humanity as we know it. And And so I think we should just have an honest debate about it. If you accept being overridden by the eugenicist and want to die, then I respect that. But be honest, it is a predatory agenda. Just be honest.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence of a political scandal that will destroy Obama's political career and ruin the retirement of millions of unprepared Americans. I've just posted a video at www.obamasecret.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this scandal is set to unfold. This imminent scandal will trigger a virtually unstoppable chain of events that will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere. This event will, however, also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Visit www.obamasecret.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.obamasecret.com before it's too late.
By the way, I just love David Knight and our reporters, and I know the office listens to the show, but I mean, I'm not a big manager. I let people kind of do what they want, but I realize why corporations and the system want to totally control people. It's because even if it's written directive, stuff doesn't happen. I said, go into the base at 11:30. We're going to connect with you. We'll see you drive in and try to talk to the base commander about the fort that they have there in Virginia outside Bowling Green, Virginia, where they have the mock FEMA center. We already got in yesterday. Now I want you to go talk to the commander who keeps refusing or the public information officer, the PIO. But I said over and over again to them, David Knight and Biggs, I said, do it at 11:30 and go in and talk to them. So I'm just filling you in on what happened. That's why I have to tell you what happened. This morning, they go, yeah, we already went in this morning. They won't talk to us. I said, I want you to do it live on air. Go back and do it again, but don't drive in till 11:33. We'll go live to you. They went. We get a garbled call. Sounds like the cops grabbed the phones away. It looks like they've been grabbed. And it wasn't on air to protect them because they didn't listen to what I told them. And I run into this literally constantly across the board. It'd be like if I was a football coach, even in Little League, and I said, you know, pass in, you know, do a Hail Mary, and they send a running back through. Or I say, let's play football, and we play baseball. Anyways, it doesn't matter. I'm just worried about the guys because we were going to have the live feed and go in, and it didn't happen. So last I know, sounded like the cops grabbed their cell phone away. In America, for trying to go show this base where they're openly training at Fort AP Hill to take on the American people. It's a mock-up of areas of D.C. And it's got a subway the whole nine yards. And the guys went in there to cover it. And we had the live feeds of that. It was like a ghost town. No one responded to them. And then now they went back, and we need to get that report from them. So we'll find out just as soon as we can.
And you just got all that footage, Alex.
And from now on, what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to have a secretary follow me around with an audio recorder, and I'm going to have orders just like the military issued to just everyone. It'll just all be written. In fact, I'm going to do that. That's it. Because I'm trying to run this media operation. It's driving me crazy. Right now. Crazy. We're going to have you go in the base live at 11:08 today. Wait till then. Then they go in at like 9 in the morning. And I go, okay, you're going to go back at 11:30 and see why they won't talk to you. And they go at 11:15 and get grabbed by the police. I mean, I'm just guessing. I don't know what's going on. And I can't throw the table over or punch a hole in the wall. So I don't do things like that since I was a teenager. I just have to sit here and worry about my friends and just this whole backdrop. Just this whole. But maybe if I talk about it on air, actually, we said on air over and over again what we were planning to do because I want the establishment knowing what's going on. And then meanwhile, they're showing people footage of what looks like 7-year-old children watching men kissing men and women kissing women and just selling this agenda, whatever they want. In the public schools, your kids are just totally captured by this. It's so screwed up. The sexualization of children. And then the sexual perverts that are doing this hide behind civil rights. While they're busy right now balkanizing us on every single front. Oh, the editor of the New York Times got let go because she was a woman. Not because the magazine's failing. The newspaper's failing. They got a magazine as well. They're both failing. Oh, look, Tyra Banks to produce transgender docuseries for VH1. You think that's the only thing happening? Because they got to get us ready to be transgender because the chemicals they're putting in it will make everybody transgender. Oh, look, Harvard Kennedy School will make white privilege training mandatory for orientation. That is white hate. Whites are bad. Whites cause the problems. Whites are evil. Well, don't worry. There's only 7% of the world that you could call white, and there none of them are having kids. So, you know, maybe it'd be a good day when there's no white people left, so we won't have to get the blame for everything. You know, the blame for Beethoven, the blame for rocket engines, the blame for computers, the blames for Western civilization. But it is true the West has produced the most evil forms of government. But that's just because evil people have used all the ingenuity of the West. As Jim Morrison said, the West is the best. I don't think you can deny that. A lot of cool stuff in the East as well, but I am a Western man. The West is the best. The West is the best. And it'll do the rest. The West is committing suicide. All kids think there is gay marriage and hating white people and American flags are bad and families are bad and dads are bad and fast cars are bad and freedom's bad and checkpoints are good and forced inoculations are good. And it just goes on and on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Okay, Tim Frugier just ran over from the other side of the building. A Lieutenant Collins from Fort A.P. Hill in Virginia called here asking if David Knight works for InfoWars.com. Again, they have a military base and within it a 300-acre training facility that, according to our military expert, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who's there, looked like it had torture tables and things like that in it. It's got a mosque. It's got a school. It's got a Christian Baptist-style church. It's got a subway. And so we've been calling over and over again, sending emails for months, and went there and tried to talk to people this morning and again today, and the police have taken them to the police station. They were able to get a Ustream out as this happened. We have the audio and video of that going up on InfoWars.com. It's a three-minute video, but right now let's call Fort A.P. Hill and talk to Lieutenant Collins right now. Go ahead and dial
it up.
We're dialing it right now. Good job. And again, this is the craziness where the media comes to try to find out about what's happening, and they basically have arrested him. Because we're trying to ask, what is this facility? What is going on here? Calling Fort A.P. Hill, and the number the lieutenant called from. Next off this call sheet, just call the main.
Your call is being answered by Audix.
Lieutenant Call.
Is not available. To leave a message, wait for the tone. Record at the tone.
Yes, Lieutenant Collins, this is Alex Jones broadcasting live from Austin, Texas, calling you on air to just get all this on record. Since February, we've been calling and sending letters and emails trying to be able to come and ask questions about the training facility there. And so both Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and David Knight work for me, and you guys aren't going to be able to just act like they've done something wrong as they are there simply trying to talk to the public information officer and discover what's going on. And just so you know, they were streaming live whenever you guys took them to the police station. So that's all on record. And maybe now we can get some answers from you guys. But I'm going to put this call on hold. You pick it up and give them our studio line. Pick up this line right now, guys, or call that number back and give Lieutenant Collins the studio line so he can call back and talk to one of you about our reporters. So, again, I'm Alex Jones from Infowars.com. The backup site's PrisonPlanet.com. And you can check those sites out, and I'm sure you guys know who we are. Most people do, or somebody there at your facility does. And it's not bizarre for evil Americans to try to come find out about your threat fusion command base. I know you're training that we're the enemy there 24-7. You may be compartmentalized and not know that, but it's even in Army times, Stars and Stripes. So I just want to fill you in on the Forbes magazine article and others, how treasonous training is going on at facilities around the country to confiscate the firearms of Americans. And we're Americans who are going to expose these criminal activities that are going on to the wider world so we can cause a public debate about it and reverse it. So if you want to know what's going on, that's what's happening. I'll flip you over here, and one of my crew will give you our back phone number if you'd like to call us instead of the general number. Thank you. Okay, do we have the Ustream queued up with the police and what happened there? Let's go ahead and go to the video and audio of that for radio and TV viewers. You see a police officer staring at him. And the video's frozen here, but you can hear the audio. This is what you get in America. We're trying to get answers. Telling them who
we're
you are.
We're being escorted to the police station. This is on Fort AP Hill.
This guy's going to escort you guys to the police station. Okay. Call him, please.
Okay.
Years ago, one woman in upstate New York went to a military base she thought was a FEMA camp, and they arrested her and threw her in a mental ward. Yeah, there's no NSA spying. There's no checkpoints. There's no license plate reading cameras. There's no smart boxes in the car to tax you by the mile. There's no tyranny. They're not teaching
you. We're being escorted to the police station. This is on Fort AP Hill.
Is that a loop, or is that the same thing?
This guy's going to escort you guys to the police station. Okay. Him, please.
Okay.
That's a loop, Alex.
Yeah, so we got 1 3-minute transmission out of them, but that's all we got. And it just loops the same thing. And again, I'm not mad at the guys, but I'm like, go at 11:33, I'll go to you. You go live, drive in, and try to get answers. And they did it like at 11:15. I'm just doing for all my reporters. Listen, I don't just throw numbers out and say things. You know, we need to have this on radio and TV with a live feed. That's the whole point of it. So we're going to try to get answers. Do you guys need this? We can call their general number. Okay, well, let's call the general number. We got the Director of Emergency Services, Office of the Commander, Provost Marshal. Who would we call? Visitor Control Center? No. Where's the police station here? Yeah. And, you know, you got the area code. It's 804 and then the number. I'll just find it then. We can go to a tape. Let's go to this training video of them brainwashing the kids about gay marriage because they're their kids. The state, you know, kids belong to the state. That's a sex-crazed group of heterosexuals and homosexuals that want your kids. I mean, bottom line, that's it. So let's, and if you don't like it, you're a terrorist. Maybe you'll get arrested. So let's go ahead and play a clip of that.
And I come.
Little girls saying yay, that the women are kissing.
guessing it's a yes.
Women kneeling to each other and kissing.
That was so adorable.
All of these videos are just too cute.
Well, this is new.
That's what I want to see a lot. Gay and lesbian people shouldn't be hiding.
Wait, what was that about?
What did both of those videos have happen in them?
Justin Bieber married a guy?
It wasn't just like a five-year-old.
Two marriage proposals, both with songs.
I was just like in awe of them. Boy and a boy together and a girl and a girl. There's a guy proposing to a guy. That's just crazy. Then there was a girl proposing to a girl. That is crazy.
How did the videos make you feel?
Good.
Made me feel good.
It was really cool.
I was so moved by that.
I'm sad.
Oh, it's so cool.
Why do you think that is bad?
Because... I don't know.
What do you think people's reactions were when they watched these videos?
It depends for certain people.
A lot of people were happy. Really good, positive.
We've literally turned our children over to be brainwashed.
Some people must have been, like, rock on. Some people
There's no way. They're
going to
take
like,
the bank accounts, the pension funds, inject us forcibly. It's just hell on earth.
Every day. It's okay, though. A boy could like a boy or a girl could like a girl.
Most people, they would have a reaction like, it's not natural. It's normal now.
A lot of people were upset at these marriage proposals because it was a man proposing to a man.
Oh, they're bad. Let's be lectured to by a three-year-old.
I don't know why anybody would be mad.
That's just wrong. Like, anyone should be able to marry anyone.
You should feel happy that they're getting married.
This is literal brainwashing.
Okay, I mean, they're good.
This is showing the people in public school.
Tell another person who to marry.
Not enough. Just turn it off. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if they were exploiting kids like this and had them saying things I agreed with, it would be creepy. This is uber, uber creepy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you, after I call it, the police phone number main desk there at Fort AP Hill. So perhaps they can let folks know we are real media. Real media means you have a large audience and break major news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And that everybody needs to call this number. But let's go ahead and call the police desk right now, please. Let's go ahead and dial that number.
Dialing.
Thank you very much, John Bowne. And we will try to get our reporters out of there who are just do a fabulous job. It's just that I'm irritated that they didn't do what I told them.
Hey, Phil, police officer, right? How can I help you?
Hey, this is Alex Jones. I'm broadcasting worldwide. I hear you have two of our reporters there, evil Americans that would dare try to come and find out what goes on your secretive base, and a lieutenant. What was that lieutenant's name, guys? Lieutenant Collins called one of our main lines here. We're unable to talk to him, so can you tell him that Alex Jones is here ready and happy to talk to him? Now, I'm an evil American, so I know you guys train there to take on the American people. I understand that, but I am an American. Is it all right for you to talk to an American? Are you sure? Okay, because, I mean, I am kind of bad. I have politics like John Wayne, kind of. I mean, is that all right? Is that kind of bad? Hello? Anyways.
Hang on a second, sir.
Okay, thank you. Just identifying myself here because I'm broadcasting that, I realize that they publicly admit that the military mainly trains to take on gun owners, returning veterans, and the Tea Party, and libertarians, and I'm all of those things except a returning veteran. But I did send a returning veteran there as one of my reporters, Joe Biggs. Wonder who he is. You can read an Esquire profile about him. But he's a pretty good guy, which probably means he's bad. You know, because I know being good's kind of bad nowadays. So we're just calling up here, Infowars.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're here trying to find out about our reporters who for 3 months, I guess it's February, more than 3 months,
okay,
have been trying to get a hold of you guys, sending you guys letters and stuff. So we just sent them on over. And now I guess are they still in the Hooskow? Because they haven't called us. Or have they been put on the train?
I'm sorry, are you talking to us?
Well, no. I mean, I'm just wondering.
They're here. They're still here.
Well, great. You guys wanted to talk to me. Are you going to release them, or are they going to be shipped at Camp X-Ray?
I'm sorry, sir. What was your name again, sir?
It's Alexander Emmerich Jones.
Okay.
That's my full name.
Mr. Jones, yeah. My name is Bob McElroy. I'm the public affairs officer here.
Hey, we've been wanting to talk to you since February.
Well, yeah, I talked to somebody from your agency probably since February, and the Asymmetric Warfare Group is a tenant agency here on Fort AP Hill. So any media requests and any media
Well, we've been trying to talk to them, and they won't respond to us.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, what their rationale is.
Well, can our guys go over to their office, you know, like 60 Minutes or anybody would do, when for 3 months they won't talk to us, and then, you know, at least be thrown out of their office? I mean, we're friendly. Our guys are pretty polite, aren't they? I mean, we just, because they don't have an office on their 300 acres. We looked. So is it on your base?
It's on the post here, yeah. It's like I said, they're a tenant agency. But, you know, we've got other tenant agencies like the we have an Army Reserve Center here. We have
the FBI. The FBI's there.
They come down here on occasion to train, but they've got their own facilities. We have the Explosive Ordnance Disposal School here on post. So they're all tenant agencies. And normally they handle their own media requests.
Well, that's great then, because you know, the police took our guys to you. They were going around looking for that because we read that their tenant agency was on your regular base, not their tenant facility. So can they go over and talk to them, or can they be released?
Yeah, they're going to be released. As far as talking to AWG, they're going to have to take that up with their PAO.
So are my guys going to be escorted to the gate? They're not going to be able to go over there and try to talk to the people?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Sure. What do we do, though, when they won't talk to us and we physically try to go find them and we're now in the police station?
Well, you know, I can't talk for the AWG, and I don't know why they won't talk with you. I can only address that, you know, we control access to the installation out of security for the people who work here and live here, and that we have procedures that we should follow. And we don't ban the press or deny the press access to the installation, but we just ask that they follow the rules just like everybody else.
Sure. Well, I mean, my guy showed up and went to the gate. We're friendly and nice. So,
right, but nobody knew he was coming, sir. And it would have been appropriate for your agency to contact AWG or me. You've got my contact info.
I believe you said you have talked to our guys before.
Well, I did a couple of months ago.
Now, we called you before they came, but I understand you're busy. Listen, let's just get this straight.
Sure.
It's in Forbes magazine, it's in Army Times, that part of the training going on at that facility and others is to take on the Tea Party, returning veterans, and gun owners. And guys, put Forbes on the screen for TV viewers. So the point is that it's not weird that we want to shine a light of truth on this, that there's a Baptist church at the facility, and that the military is training to take on the American people. That's why we're doing this. We're countering the PSYOP as real, organic, like French resistance, you know, would have done in 1943. So we're in the info war, and we understand that's not your division in the Pentagon, but the Pentagon's been captured by outside forces. We are the American people. We are the resistance. We're using the press and the truth to try to expose it. And so I know you're probably a nice guy, and, you know, not compartmentalized in the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program or the Emergency Centers Establishment Act or InfraGuard. I got the secret documents in 98. On the EOD program from an FBI agent, that the EOD is the cover for the military in plain clothes operating in every county in the U.S. I know all about it. I just want you to know that in case you don't. You can look into it. So we're fully aware of the NORTHCOM takeover, and we're just there exposing it. So they do work for us, and I'd appreciate it if you'd release them and not take any of their footage. You guys aren't planning to erase their footage, are you?
No, we don't do that.
Okay, well, thank you, because I had Delta Force once do it at gunpoint.
Again, I can't speak for them, but, you know, listen, our policy is to welcome the press and to show them whatever they want to help them get their story and to be as transparent as,
sure,
as possible,
sure,
given, you know, security regulations.
I understand, sir. And what's your full name?
My name is Bob McElroy.
Okay, Bob, I want to say one thing for you.
Sure.
I bet you got a wife and kids, don't you?
We don't need to get into that.
No, but I mean, most people I know in the military or that are working in the civilian area are good people. And I'm gonna tell you straight right now, and I'm going to let you go because I know you're busy. And I appreciate letting them go. I've studied this. This is real. This isn't rhetoric. They've got us in a normalcy bias to accept this takeover. It's a PSYOP. It's a PSYOP on record. It's hiding in plain view. The globalists are going to implode this country, destroy our way of life, and take over. And that base, I know, has multi-training facets for overseas, but it's also to acclimate the troops before they deploy to the U.S. for real, and that's on record. And I want you to know it's treason the training going on there is treason, and that I represent, and you represent, by the way, but I'm coming to you from FEMA Region 6. You're in your own region. You need to realize, sir, that our military isn't run by America anymore. It's run by the globalists, and I'm here as a friend telling you and everybody on the base and using this whole fact that we went out there as an illustration of what we're facing, sir, and that the military is training to pull triggers on the American people. We have a video that has 3.5 million views by Rob Dew that we'll send you a link to. Do you have an email?
Yeah. Are we on the air?
Yes, I told him up front we're broadcasting worldwide.
Okay, yeah. If you'd like to call me privately, I'll send you my email.
All right. I'm going to send you the footage of the Marines training to execute Americans on their knees, shooting them in the back of the head, okay? And like, by the way, my soldier that's there, he's taking people to torture camps himself. So we all know what's really going on. I really appreciate you. We're going to get you some info. Please release them.
Yeah, we're going to.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, let's get in the real world, folks. And again, this is how we got to break through this. I mean, this is coming down on us. You can't cover it up anymore. We're done. And we're going to engage in the info war and spotlight these facilities. And nothing is going to stop us. Again, we're trying to update InfoWars with a new design. People liked it, but it has some bugs. We got consultants on it. We've got a great crew. That should get fixed in the next few days. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Gentlemen, in search of $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
You know, I shot that guy straight earlier. The public information officer there at Fort AP Hill. We really have been taken over by a eugenicist world government. They really are attacking our families, our energy systems, like an alien force would. A smart outside alien intelligence would come to the planet, pose as humans, take over, and never let the humans know they're under attack, and pose as the savior, creating crises to get more and more control while building the technological system that the aliens would want to inhabit and control while preparing to exterminate the general population in the process of dumbing them down. And again, I'm not saying that it's aliens doing this. As an allegory, you have to break with their system and realize that they're using us to destroy ourselves in full spectrum dominance. The globalists are funding the radical Islam so that they can have Western civilization fight it to destroy all of us together. The military is training to confiscate our guns and training to put us in FEMA camps, and it's now mainstream news, but they report it like it's good, and they don't want to have a debate about it. They want to just act like everything's okay and this is all normal. It's not. And it's being done because they're destroying this country. No other media would dare go to the secret military base that doubles as a FEMA camp. Clearly, it's a setup as an auxiliary with Constantina around the internal area. That's meant for holding real people. Clearly, they're practicing torture in the facility. It's probably a CIA torture training facility. Folks, Biggs brought people by the scores to be tortured. It's been all over the news. He's in Esquire magazine about similar things, but never released that information. It's on record. That's what they do at torture centers all over Afghanistan, all over Iraq, all over the world. And now they're training that we're the enemy, the American people. It was always going to be flipped. I told you before 9/11 they'd stage terror attacks, claim it was Muslims, use that as a clash of civilizations, build up a domestic control grid, then flip it on us. That's the battle plan. It's now been flipped 6 years ago secretly. Now they're rolling it out publicly. What does that mean? It means they're getting ready to go operational against us. And the globalist plan on the military being wiped out and the police being wiped out in that war with the patriots, then the globalists sit back later and come in as the stabilization force, just like they've done in Ukraine. They want military dead. They want police dead. They know statistically you're libertarian conservatives, most of you. They know most of you are good people. Better on average than the general public, just from, that's true. Not kissing your butt. But if you're not smart enough to not follow criminal orders, and if you're not smart enough to expose this and say no to it and not go along with it like you did the Syrian war, aiding al-Qaeda, you said no to that, they're going to win. You understand that? The allegory is they live. Watch it and realize it. If you just consciously faced it, there would be no debate about joining the Republic. No debate about fighting this. No debate. They shoot our kids up with cancer viruses and the vaccines and fluoride brain damages them. Look up the Harvard study. I've got eco-science written by the White House science czar the year I was born 40 years ago saying they're doing it to brain damage us. The book's free online. Read it, for God's sakes. Face it right now. We're under attack. Break out of your mind control. I'm fighting these people as hard as I can. They're moving into a phase where they're going to try to shut us down. You think you're going to go along with that and you're going to be safe? No, they want it all shut down because they're going to hunt you down. You're their number one enemy, and you know it. That's why they've been injecting you with all the cancer viruses and everything else. You are their number one enemy, and you protect them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there is a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch the Assad
Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.